Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York, and is retired from active ministry, but still facilitates workshops and retreats on the spirituality of aging. Her reflection is entitled, The Gift That Endures.
A reading from the Gospel of John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set the seal. So they said to him, What can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. So they said to him, What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. The Gospel of the Lord. Over 40 years ago, when I came home from my 30-day retreat doing the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius Loyola, I remember someone saying to me, How would you describe your experience? In 25 words or less. And after a rather brief pause, my response came, It's all gift. Yes, that's my experience. It's all gift. The liturgical readings for today brought that recollection back to me. They call us to reflect on one supreme gift to us from a supremely gracious God. I will now rain down bread from heaven for you, we hear in Exodus. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. From John's Gospel. Food, nourishment, not of the fast food variety, rather heavenly, everlasting, imperishable, and infinitely satisfying food. We need only have a receptive heart made manifest in our faith to savor this food. If it is our heart's desire to accomplish the works of God, Jesus tells us, This is the work of God, that you believe in the one God sent. Gift upon gift, the gift of faith, the gift of ever-enduring food. We don't earn either. We simply marvel at the generosity of the donor and the donor's work among us, and we move within that mystery. It's about finding God in all things, in looking for that presence, even in unlikely places and in subtle ways. God's graciousness then becomes apparent to us on any ordinary day, no matter where we are. I remember preparing a young man in a maximum security prison for the sacrament of confirmation. One of the questions at the end of one of the chapters in the book that we were using suggested that the student look for some beauty in nature around where the student lived. I actually thought we might just bypass that reflection, thinking it an almost impossible task in the ugliness surrounding us there. But my student went right for it and proceeded to ask me if I ever noticed clouds. Because, he said, you know, when I was out in the yard the other day trying to see if I could find something, I looked up and, wow, I never noticed before how beautiful the clouds are. And he gave me a detailed description of sizes, shapes, movements, the beauty of the clouds in the sky that he had never noticed before. Today, I think we are invited to ponder as if we had never seen before the ordinary things in our daily lives, in nature, in kind gestures of other people, in little flashes of insight that come to us. In the dailiness of life, to miss these ways that God's graciousness comes to us is to risk a sort of spiritual malnourishment. We miss receiving precious gifts of God, and then we miss out on celebrating the communion with God and others that they offer. Our own hungers and the hungers of the whole world will be satisfied only by gifts shared from the one bread of life. Then we come to know that indeed all is gift. ¶¶